of Radio 1, WTLC AM 1310 The Light, and its management.
This is Dr. Virginia Kane, Director of the Marion County Public Health Department. We are proud to sponsor Medically Speaking. The Marion County Public Health Department is dedicated to serving you and the needs of our community. So stay tuned right here for information and your comments and questions on Medically Speaking.
Good morning and welcome to Medically Speaking on AM 1310 The Light, sponsored by your Marion County Health Department. I am your hostess, Dr. Lauren Harden, chiropractor and owner of Body Mechanics Health and Wellness, a mobile chiropractic business, an associate of Dr. Kenneth Ackles, chiropractic physician. We are located at 3266 North Meridian, Suite 508. You can give us a call there and make an appointment at 317-926-4623. Good morning, Indianapolis. Oh my goodness. The snow is so pretty. It really is, but it is, it's terrible to drive in always. Even if like the salt trucks get there in time, it's still just a mess. I hate driving. Look, and this might tell you a little bit about how fast I drive. Driving 20 miles per hour and 30 miles per hour, it just kills me. But you know what? It's good when life will make you naturally settle down sometimes. And that's all I see out there is beautiful white road barriers for myself, a natural road barrier. So good morning. I hope everybody is out there being safe. If you are in your car, take your time. There is no rush. No job wants you to rush there this morning. We are back this week for my second show of the week, my last show of the month until next week. And we are actually still waiting on our guest. So we're going to wish him safe travels on his way here and get here safely. And when you get here, we'll have plenty of time to do the interview. This morning, today's topic falls under the category of physical fitness and wellness. Our guest is a personal trainer. And so we are going to talk a little bit about him. He's a local trainer here in Indianapolis, Mr. Mike Ford. And we're going to ask him about his business. We're going to ask him about just what we need to be looking for when it comes to our physical fitness. And one of the reasons why I am excited about him coming this morning is he actually trains some of my patients. So I've heard really good things about Mike Ford and his business and how he trains. And so it's going to be good to get his insight, especially with these New Year's resolutions running around. A lot of people make a resolution to get more physically fit. And I feel like that's very, very common. And it's a great goal because everybody should aspire to be physically fit. And one of the things that I'm going to bring up when he gets here is talking about, we can go ahead and get into it, what it means to be physically fit and dealing with injury. Maybe a lot of people are dealing with age differences and not being able to work out the way they used to work out. And so I'm going to talk about that because I do a lot of therapeutic exercise in my practice. Exercise is actually the best modality that we have as doctors, the best tool that we have in order to get the joint back to its normal functioning. That's always a part of anybody's rehab plan when it comes to injury and recovering from injury. And so you always want to make sure that you are practicing and good techniques and that you have a good medical team behind you. This is why it's important, and I always tell you guys to check and to get to know your healthcare providers, because you want to make sure not only are you getting great care and you want somebody knowledgeable about how things are supposed to go when you do sustain these injuries, but you also want to know that if they need to refer you, that they're going to refer you to somebody that is going to work within your system, somebody that is going to work to help you achieve your movement goals, which is different for a lot of different people. And so we're really excited. And if at any point you have any questions, comments, concerns, you want to ask us about anything, give us a call at 317-239-1310, and we will try to answer your questions, or we will get you somewhere, refer to where you can get that question asked. So This morning, I'm introducing a health tip. We're going to do a health tip of the month, and we are going to talk about, because our topic is physical fitness, my health tip of the month is going to focus on yoga. Yoga is an exercise and I beat the dead horse, I guess, when it comes to practicing yoga, because it is something that I do personally to keep myself well. And so I will say that this, because our topic is on physical fitness and staying physically fit, our health tip is to take some yoga or to find a yoga pose, research it. If you are skeptical of it, find something that works for you, because that motion and that movement is stresses the end ranges of the joint. And it's really, really good for self-care and self-pain management. And so that, I'll go ahead and give you guys my health tip, and that would be to try some yoga this month. And so this is Medically Speaking on AM 1310 Light, sponsored by your Marion County Health Department. And we are talking about being physically fit this morning. So if you have any calls or questions, or if you want to tell me about your personal regimen, as far as where you're headed this year with your fitness goals, physical fitness goals, feel free to give us a call, 317-239-1310. So I'll just go ahead and, while I'm here, just give you a little bit about my personal background with physical fitness. I did start off as an athletic trainer in my career, and so I was around athletes working out a lot of the time. And so I have seen it on various different platforms, the way that people are able to train within their personal, I guess, abilities, and how different it can be for somebody that is a young athlete versus somebody that is an older person trying to stay in shape. Okay. And so we are actually going to go ahead. Our guest is pulling up. We are excited. And we're going to go to commercial and wait for him to get settled. This is Medically Speaking on AM 1310 The Light. Welcome back to Medically Speaking on AM 1310 The Light, sponsored by your Marion County Health Department. I'm your hostess, Dr. Lauren Hardin, chiropractor and owner of Body Mechanics Health and Wellness. And we are here. And we are here with our guest of the morning, Mr. Mike Ford from Mike Ford Personal Training. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. Through the snow and everything.
Yes. Thank you so much for venturing out in this snow. It is pretty, but it is a pain, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And we are excited to have you because, you know, we're talking about New Year's resolutions, and I'm sure that you know, I'm sure that the beginning of the year is probably your busiest time of the year.
Always. New Year's resolutions, January, all of that.
Yes.
At this time.
Yes. And so we're here to get some information about, like, what we should be doing, how can we find you, what kind of goals link up with what kind of training. You are the professional here, and we are excited about it, okay?
Hey, Doc.
Yes.
Hey, I got to ask the first question.
Oh, since, yes, please.
Seeing how this is Darren Satterfield from AM 1310 The Light. And I being the guy that I am right now, I am in the stage of losing weight, and I will say for myself, I go to the trainer two times a week, and then
okay.
I add an extra day.
So, exactly.
So, you know, me and my wife, we're both doing the challenge and everything, and we're trying to get healthy and everything. So, you know, as a big man, that's still big and everything, you know. Mm-hmm. But I am losing, because I will tell
yes.
you this. I was at the time 425.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Now listen, I'm not the average big man, because this big man can move up inside that, up and down that daggone court. Let me just tell
he's
you.
He's an athlete. He's a former athlete.
He's still got his knees and lower back to keep you moving.
Seriously.
Like that.
Thank the Lord. Mm-hmm. Now, my question is for you. Right now, the fitness trainer that we have, he is working with us. I'm at LA Fitness, and he is working with us, and he's been a blessing to me. And the frustration that my wife has, and I don't really have that frustration, because I know I can lose the weight, because I'm not that type of person to what's the word I want to say. I'm not negative about it, and she's not negative about it. But
so optimistic about it.
Exactly. You know, and my question is, besides this and working out and everything, how important is it that we are eating the right portions and everything, and what types of different foods besides besides smoothies and everything, which everybody's saying smoothies,
right, to try to make it easy and right. accessible so you can travel with
good.
It fast
exactly.
with the fruit
it
and it does to answer your question, I get this question a lot. You always want to make sure you do these basic 1, 2, 3s: no sugar, no yeast, and no grease. You got those three, you cook it. Don't ever have to worry about gaining weight, because there's no sugar there to put the fat on, because that's all sugar is. Sugar is fat. Now, you do need a percentage of sugar.
Right.
I would say more of like a granola bar
okay.
amount of sugar, because you're going off of a 2,000-calorie diet.
Okay.
So that's basically what we're set off of,
mm-hmm.
that 2,000-calorie diet. Long as you have at least a small granola bar, basic, it's going to still give you what you need.
Right.
When you say portion size, adjust it towards that 2,000-calorie.
Okay.
Meaning your activity level, your age, your weight,
mm-hmm.
your height,
mm-hmm.
and your activity level, meaning your BMI. Is what I'm meaning. Like if you do one of those handhelds,
right.
and it'll tell you what your body fat, what your BMI percentage is.
Right.
And then what you do is you go towards your weight and your age. And
okay.
it's going to tell you if you're at 25%. Anytime you're at 25 and over, that's where you're at poor.
Okay.
Or
okay.
going bad.
Right.
But if you're under 25, then that means you're still good.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets to excellent. And when you're around 10 to 12, 13%,
okay.
that's when it's like.
Now, my last question, I'm done. I'm
go ahead,
because
that's why I got here.
Right.
I came here to answer these
yes,
questions.
Right. Exactly.
These are the real questions.
Okay, now this is the question. Okay, so a lot of people are doing the operation thing. You know,
okay.
they do the Al Roker, I'm not for
the
sure.
The freezing, they do the freezing. A lot of it, to me, I always say, listen to your doctor, number one, because mm-hmm. they're going to tell you if you can handle it, if your blood pressure is too low, if you your sugar, wherever you're at with your health reasons. And if they tell you no, then that's exactly what it is. It means no.
Right.
A lot of people still will go on and pressure their doctors to go on and get the surgery anyway. I've had a lot of females do that. Some of them have been successful, and some of them had their drawbacks with it. So I will always say no. Listen to your doctor. Of course, I'm a trainer.
Right.
So I'm going to always want you to do it healthy.
Right.
And a reason why I say healthy is for so many reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the color of your skin when you work out.
Yes. It's
so many different things that you
yes.
can't get with a knife that you're going to get with just working out regular.
Yes.
You're going to get your skin color. You're going to get your energy. You're going to also get the strength of your internal organs, because those are muscles too.
Mm-hmm.
Your heart, your kidneys, all of those are muscles. I don't know why people look at them as it's just something that God just put in you and said, okay, this works. For whatever you need to use it for. No, they're muscles. They're internal organs. And those internal organs allows you to be able to process your food, your body, the digestive system. All of that works for a reason. So that's why I always push for them to lose the weight naturally.
Yes.
Versus doing the weight. Now, don't get me wrong. If you did and your doctor tell you you're in the right position to freeze this fat off or cut this fat out and portion it into your hips and your butt or your chest, because that's what the girls is doing
mm-hmm.
right now. So it's so popular. I would say that's a good start, but you're still going to have to work out, because now you got all this loose skin in other places.
Yes.
Because that all of that was together. You don't lose weight. You can't portion size weight. When you lose weight, you lose it all over, meaning your face,
mm-hmm.
your cheeks, your neck, your ears.
Right.
All of that goes in and goes down, just like the movie Professor Clump. It gave you a good picture of how it all sucks in
mm-hmm.
and how it all grows out. So that way people don't I mean, it's a concept that I used at Professor Klump, but a lot of women come to me and say, I just want to lose weight right here.
Right there, so specifically target. So you mean
your shoulders aren't going to touch this?
Yes.
No, there's no fat going to lose nowhere else.
Yes.
So it's impossible. That's why I say that, to say that it has to be in a proper perspective, just like anything. If you're reading the Bible, it's in a proper perspective. It's a balance.
Well, if you notice, before you do any type of surgery, especially if it's related to your weight and your body goals, then they will always make you lose 5 to 10 pounds on your, because the thing, the problem is.
You took that right from me, because I was just about to say that.
Yes. The problem is, one, we can take it away, or not we, because I'm not a surgeon, but we in medicine can take it away, but can you sustain it? Because I've known people that have had surgeries and will gain the weight right back.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes double.
Yes, and it speaks to more of their habits than it does the process itself. If you are unhealthy, there is not a knife that is going to fix it.
Right. No, because your habit is already the same habit.
Yes.
In order for you to lose that 10 pounds that you just said, in order to go under the knife. It's a lot of women that came to me and said, Mike, here, just snatch this off of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I do it. I'll do the little 10 pounds, because you going from a sedentary lifestyle to an active lifestyle, being with me for these next couple weeks.
Yes.
So it didn't take nothing for me to lose this quick little 10 pounds. It just basically fell off. So now it got you in a position for your levels to actually read correctly, so that way they don't look at you as being a high risk for blood pressure, diabetic, any of those levels to be inaccurate for you to go up under the knife.
Yes.
That's their point of doing
that. Yes, to get your body in
a position.
And realizing that the state of the body, the physiology, is just that. It is state. It can be healthy in one moment and unhealthy in the next. And so realizing that, yes, you were able to make these changes for this period of time, but as soon as you start to regret, or as soon as you digress, that is going to send that back into that state. Like physiology, that's the only communication your body knows. And so your mind, and we talk about mindset and how it is important to be in the right mindset to receive any type of healing, any type of change that's going to go on with you physically and physiologically. Your mind could be as strong, but if you are not using your resources to make those changes, then you are still basically the same person living in a different body. And that is a temporary change, because what you were doing beforehand is going to lead you back to where you were almost always.
Now, this is something that's kind of scary for me. Mm-hmm. And when I look at the women that's my age, because I'm 40, and it's funny saying it, being in
Funny
saying 40, because I'm like, I still run with the guys that I got for college. I still run with them. I can still beat them. Some of them are wide receivers. I can outrun them.
I'm not saying that to brag
or nothing. I'm just saying it to say that one of the best gifts God has given me is a body.
Yes.
And I mean, I was talking to a person just the other day that was coming up here to the gym to sign up. I don't have that story where people say, I was out of shape and I was overweight and I struggled with weight my whole life, and now I'm a trainer and now I'm in shape. Mm-hmm. No, I've been in shape my whole life. I'm not ashamed of it. I don't want to say that, no, I've been an athlete my whole entire life. Now, don't get me wrong. The longest I've went without working out, and that was due to grandma. It's funny because grandma's with me today.
Yes.
And she's here.
Make some noise for grandma in the house.
Grandma made it through the snow.
I love it. Bring your grandma when you come to Medically Speaking, please.
So my family's behind me.
Yes.
But I'm looking at it like, when I had a hernia surgery that year, and grandma was like, no, you gonna really listen to what the doctor said, because you got to heal from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
They opened your body up, just sit still.
Yes.
Now, don't get me wrong, I still played with the weights, meaning I'll just get up under there and do a rep or two, a couple sets.
Mm-hmm.
And it did let me gauge how my body's coming back and how it was coming back. So I do know the struggle of not being able to have the muscle strength in my abdomen to even use the restroom because I didn't know you had to tighten your stomach up and push out. So I'd learned that struggle, but I've never had a struggle with losing weight. So I've always been able to pick up weight, drop weight whenever I needed to once I got past 35. So I can do it.
That's a big deal because, you know, after you reach a certain age, they say you gain those 2 pounds
and yeah, and you can't get them off.
Inevitable. Yeah. And so if you're going to gain those 2 pounds, you just got to make sure those 2 pounds look good on you. Really? That's really how it's, that's my goals. If I'm going to get them, then I'm going to make sure that they're going in the right spots, right?
Well, with your lifestyle, not a diet.
Hold on 1 second, Larry.
That really won't be a 2 pound.
I'm sure.
I just wanted to clear that myth up. If that was a real...
They say with age, 2 pounds. I'm just telling you what the research has, what we learned in school, but that's awesome. And so we're going to talk about your business. You've kind of given us a little bit of how you got started, but we do have a caller this morning.
Oh, okay.
Our first one. Good morning. How you doing, Larry?
You know, you talked about hernias and so forth. That is a bad problem because people's cores are weak. I know when I was in high school, I was also an athlete, and my process was I done 200 sit-ups a day over and above all the practice and everything else. So I think that even if we would teach our children how to get a bond with that exercise, the setup. You know how you bond with the exercise or workout routine?
Right.
To bond naturally with that, then you would have a lot more core strength, and that makes you more confident and increases your balance and everything. And I'm 63 now, and I can feel it now, all that work I've done when I was an athlete from the core standpoint to help me to climb stairs, to help me to do my work that I do. And it's just a good thing that I think any young child should be introduced to and have to bond with some physical routine to strengthen his core. So that's all I had to say.
Yeah, I think that's very good for your lower back and your abdominal muscles to be strong. Now, my hernia was hereditary. My mother and my aunties had it. So I think that's exactly how I had my hernia. It wasn't due to lifting because it came in the summer where I wasn't even competing when it actually happened. But it's more of the liner in your stomach, and that's what really kind of loosened it up. So although his 200 a day push-ups that he spoke on is amazing. I mean, you know, I really never really told people how many I used to do, but I was up at 1,000 or 500 when I would do my 500 push-ups, and I roll over on my back and do another 500 sit-ups. And those became like doing 10 for me, and because you're doing 100 sets, I mean 100 rep sets. So if I do 100 push-ups real quick, roll over on my back and do 100 sit-ups, that was my rest for me to do another 100 push-ups. And I'll do that till I get to 500 or 1,000. So it just depends on how you build your body up, like how he built his body up to 200. Everybody's lane is a different lane.
But he makes a good point in getting to the youth and instilling these values of self-care and core, because it's not just gym. And they're taking gym out of schools anyway. It's a little bit above and beyond, you know, going to that gym class. Or even, you know, if you want to be a great athlete, then you practicing after practice.
So it's like
you want to make sure that you are committed to teaching younger people proper technique. I think that's the most important. I always, because I do see high school athletes and they lift and they want to lift heavy. They want the big muscles. They want to get strong.
They definitely do.
But the technique is what creates longevity in the workout, because I feel like the person that taught me, I went to North Central High School and trained under Coach Anderson, and a lot of the people, hey, I know, right, Coach A? A lot of people that I still know and talk to, they trained under him as well. And I remember him taking multiple days, not just at the beginning of the school year, but taking multiple days each week to talk about our technique. And he was always walking around and fixing us. And I think that's important.
That's my favorite. Yes. That is my favorite.
So important. Because now when I go to the workout by myself, I know exactly what to look for, not just because I'm trained in the therapeutic exercise, right, but because second, I came to school knowing what that was supposed to feel like. Like, I know what a wrong lift feels like. Right. A lot of people do not know what that feels
and
like.
And I think that's what I be really wanting to encourage with people. Like, my very first job was at LA Fitness on Keystone. Mm-hmm. And before then, I never did go to a gym or work out. I never did. I actually just had a friend who was a trainer there, and he said, "Mike, where do you work out at?" I said, "I don't. I just go over families' houses and we just lift." And I went into the gym. I was already in shape, and we just started training others. Mm-hmm. But I used to love walking around the gym and say, hold up, no. Do your leg like this. Move your hand over. Do this.
Slight
scoot
posture
over,
change.
Your back.
Yes.
Make sure your back is straight. And that form is, like what you said, to give you the longevity out of your body. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you aren't constantly... You started off working out good, but then you did something wrong with the improper form. Mm-hmm. So now you done pulled something, hurt a muscle or strained a muscle or a tendon or a ligament or anything around your joints, and now you out for a couple months.
Yes.
Now you put that weight back on. Now you're getting back in here again. So you can be in that washing machine effect all because you don't know how to work out correctly.
Yes, absolutely. And
question.
Looks like we do. Okay, go ahead.
I got to ask. You know, a lot of people that's been athletes,
okay,
like myself before, you know, they go in that mindset, oh, man, you know, I done been there, man. I can go in there. Let me put a couple of them 45s on there, you know, what we done in high school.
One on each side. Exactly. Heaviest weight in the gym. I can do it. I did it before.
Let me just tell you, for a person that, you know, for the longest time, because I've always worked, you know, I'm the hardest working man in Andy, you know, but because I've worked so hard and everything, but I got away from, as you see, I got away from working out, you know, for the longest time, you know, because I stopped playing ball and everything. Now I play golf and everything.
Okay.
But
shout out to the golfers out there. That's me.
And I can walk the course without no issues. Right. Now, my thing is, how important is it for people that are getting back into working out? How important is it you take the go from the lowest to work your way up? Don't go from where you was in high school.
You are not who you were.
Exactly.
You are not who you were.
What he's basically saying is, whatever your memory of the last workout you used to do years ago, just know that that's not 2019.
At all.
Right.
At all. That's not today.
No. Right.
That was exactly what it was in the past.
In the past.
And what you need to do is allow you to stretch, allow you to eat good, and then make sure that you have a lot of water
right.
in your body. Then gradually just go in there, go through the workouts and the routines, but with almost basically just the bar.
Right.
You just want to make sure that you don't really have no weights on. Because what you're doing is you're allowing those joints, meaning your shoulders, your elbows, your wrist control, and your knees and your ankles and your lower back, to get that memory of back going into that motor system. You just want the motors to go back.
Yes.
To back into that rhythm. Boom, 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 boom. And allow that to stay in that rhythm. Mm-hmm. Then you can add the weight. And keep allowing the weight. And what I always say is, don't never just go over there and grab the weight. Let your body say that that's too light.
Mm-hmm.
Then as it says, okay, this is too light, now I can add this because that's too light. But if you go over there and tell your mind that you can lift this 80-pound dumbbell, the 80-pound dumbbell is going to tell you.
It's going to lift you.
It's going to
lift you.
It's going to
lift you. Let's be real.
And you're not lifting.
Not at all. We do have a caller.
So that's good.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Good.
This morning, yes.
Awesome.
Yes. I was a nurse assistant student, too.
Hey.
Class of 80. Yes, class of 86. I ended up graduating in 87.
Okay.
So I'm now 51 years old and be 52 in June. But I used to work out a lot back then, but now since I haven't, I work for Eskenazi Hospital. I'm a housekeeper.
Okay.
But what is the great workout routine I can do? Because I usually do push-ups. Now I'm doing 20 and up to 30, but like sit-ups. But what other routine I can do?
The other workout routines I will add.
Instead of doing push-ups and sit-ups, and that's fine. But I was like, well, I want to get, you know, pumped up since summer. And, you know, and I was like, well, I just walk around, whatever. And I was like, this ain't good.
Okay, you know? Cool. How about we go ahead and put that together like 1, 2, 3. You got push-ups and sit-ups. Those are my favorite because those are your basic foundation. Now let's add some dips into that. And let's work your dips up into a set of fives. Do a set of fives and then build it up to a set of 6 to 8. And then you'll go from that 8 to 10 on the dips. Then turn your wrists around and go up and do an underhand grip for a pull-up. Start off again with 5 of the pull-ups, lifting your body weight. You just pushed it with the dips. So all we're doing is doing the opposite of that and pulling it up. Work up to 5 and then do a 6 to 8 and an 8 to 10. Do that. Just sprinkle them in there. It's kind of just like if you're cooking food, you got to put some pepper on it. So let's just sprinkle that in the same way with your push-ups, sit-ups, pull-ups, dips. Now, that's just a basic foundation right there. And we noticed we haven't lifted no weights yet. Okay? So now you got to work on your legs because I know, guys, we love our chest and our shoulders our biceps, but nobody want to look at those legs. So let's sprinkle them in, too, like pepper. And what we'll do is put our arms out straight and just do a basic squat to a chair. Do reps of 20 of that. Then you can add a 10-pound dumbbell and squat to that chair again for a set of 10 to 20, okay? And now I just got another request because people texting me about does wearing your clothes matter when you're working out? Yes, it does, because I know a lot of guys that come from their jobs, if they're driving trucks or whatever, and they still in blue jeans, please just make sure you have on a pair of jogging pants. So that way you can actually stretch and move your body correctly, because I also want you to warm up before you do any of that. See, your muscles is made of protein and water. That's it. So you're looking at a rubber band, basically. So what I want you to do is kind of heat that up with like a Stairmaster or a little dab of a treadmill or elliptical, okay? Yeah. Then go to the floor and stretch out. Now it's time for you to do your push-ups, sit-ups, pull-ups, and dips, okay?
Oh, okay.
And then after once you get done with that, stretch again and then get on the treadmill again to cool down for your warm-up. I mean, just for your cool-down portion, because you got your warm-up at the beginning, put your cool-down at the end, and your workouts in the middle. And now you got pretty much a little routine now, okay?
Okay, thank you, brother.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. And when you want some more, I'll be there.
Yes.
It's called Mike Ford's personal training.
Yes.
What is your name?
Mike Ford. He is Mike Ford. Mike Ford personal training.
I'm right there on 44th and Keystone.
What's your number? Do you have a phone number?
Yeah, I have a phone number. It's 317-997-4008. And I'm going to say it again. It's 317-997-4008. And I'm about to put it on my billboard sometime this week or next week. But that number is going to be on top of the billboard on top of my building.
I got a question for you from Facebook Live as well.
Okay.
It says, is it possible to get a regimen started for a guy in his 60s that won't hurt him? I have a bad back.
Oh, a regimen is, do they mean a workout regimen or eating?
Yeah, I'm thinking they need a meaning a workout. I know this guy is a golfer as well.
Okay, I think what he's basically saying with the bad back, I think with his bad back, he wants to stretch it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then work his way into back machines. I would start off with a cable before I go to the free weights. Just use like a basic cable to do a lawnmower pull, or you can actually just sit down on your bottom with a mat, use your heels to dig into the floor so you got a strong foundation, then take the bar and pull it into your chest and stretch your arms back out. That way you'll have the center part of your back, okay?
Yes. I will say, just giving with my patients, if they're beginners, so you're giving out good information for people that have worked out before or haven't worked out before. Now, I'm a big, big fan of working a workout into your life. So if you're a beginner, then you might take a look at your life and see what things give you the most stress. What wears you out? If you walk in from one room to another and that wears you out, you need to take a walk. You need to take that same walk a few times a day until that's not wearing you out so much. And I feel like a lot of people should try and fit when they're in that beginning stage as much into their lifestyle type of motions? What do you think about that?
I think those are indicators. And it's funny that you say those indicators about when you should work out. If I can't walk to the bathroom or come back and be out of breath, if I can't walk up one flight of stairs, meaning I'm on the first floor, and I can't walk to the second floor and not be out of breath, those are indicators. What those indicators are is like a red light on your dashboard.
Yes.
And it's basically popping on saying brake lights, oil change. All of those lights are popping on. And it's telling you that I need to build up my endurance. That's what it's saying. So if I don't have endurance, that means just like the guy who just told me that he was doing his push-ups and his sit-ups, mm-hmm. well, take a shorter rest in between those workouts, because that's what's going to build your endurance up.
Because
if you have a long break and you walk around and talk to the girl over there on the treadmill for mm-hmm. about like 20, 30 minutes, 10 minutes shaking the other guy's hand, talking about the football game on TV, in the gym.
Oh, you got to warm up again.
Right. You got to start all back over again. But that's what I say. When people say, what is the difference from going to the gym and working out with a trainer? That's just it. You have no distractions.
Yes.
It's nobody but me and you. I'm ready to party, and I hope you came to party.
Yes.
Because we're both here to party.
Yes.
And I think that is the best way of saying that we have no breaks in between, and it's going boom, 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 boom. And it's allowing your endurance to build a lot faster. We only got 15-second counts. I give you a walk back and forth. That's enough of your break. Come on back. Sometimes we'll build up. And it's funny because I just got a question about that. They just texted me and said, does it need to be a beginner or a person who's like at a moderate level
mm-hmm.
or a person that's at an expert level?
That was one of my questions that I sent you too.
As far as a trainer.
Yes.
And guess what? They all need trainers.
Yes.
And the reason why is because if LeBron James and Michael Jordan need a trainer, then who are you?
Ooh, I wish I could look
up this stat. Right.
He spends millions of dollars on his health care alone. And this is a little slight side note, because a lot of people are very apprehensive about being adjusted. A lot of parents are very, very apprehensive about letting their athletes become adjusted. They're afraid of the pop, or I'm not sure what they think is, you know, I always tell people, if I'm out here breaking backs, I'm out of business. Y'all gonna hear about it on Yelp. Y'all gonna hear about it on Facebook.
You're a chiropractor.
Exactly.
That's your profession.
And so realizing that this man, LeBron James, has every type of healthcare professional on his staff. You have to know that. Every type of one, even the newest ones.
And I think a lot of people don't know that.
Yes.
For some odd reason, they just believe that LeBron James just walked off the court, went home, got in his car, and came right back and played the game.
They say he found that Michael Jordan jam juice.
Right. It's just ridiculous. No, this guy has a whole team on his body.
Yes.
He has everything you can pretty much think of. When you go on the websites and you look at it, and oh, they just asked me for my website again.
Yeah.
It's wetrainwithmikeford.com.
Yes.
It has everything on there. The packages, the workout plans. And what you do is you just pick what you have in your schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Like what he just said. He told me he's working out twice a week. For starters, you need three.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you why. It's not because of your activity level or what you weigh. That has nothing to do with it. What has something to do with it? Everybody should work out at the bare minimum of 3 days a week for one very important reason. Meaning, Monday, you got legs and abs. Wednesday, you got chest, shoulders, and triceps. Notice how all of those are pushes. And then on Friday, you have back and biceps. Notice how I just touched everything on your body.
Yeah.
And it's for a reason. So that means if you only come in twice a week, then what did you do with back and biceps on Friday?
Something is neglected.
You forgot something.
Yes.
It's not there. So that's why you have to have that. And I also throw in Tuesday and Thursday for rest.
Mm-hmm.
Or if not, you can do cardio for those Tuesdays and Thursdays once you work your way up to that. But that's why I will always say 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just tell you. So the 2 days that I'm with the trainer and the third day, so he sees me. He sees me. He's like, and he gives me that thumb up, and I'm just like, and he said, I see you. I see you. I see you sweating.
That's all you need.
I see, because I have the headphones in. I got the music going. So, right. You know, I'm in there, and it's fun. You know, I mean, it's crazy me saying it's fun. I hope you ain't listening.
It is.
Right.
Yes.
And I feel better.
It is fun. Like, it is fun to be healthy, to work out. When I'm in my regiment or when I'm working out on the regular, I'm like, I'm a good person. I'm living my best life, and I'm my best person.
Right. And you're actually happy.
Yes.
That also helps.
Because
too.
That's endorphins. And it's not a mistake.
You do have a chemical endorphin. Yes. Making you happy.
It's on purpose. And it's by design, because that is how we are designed to move. Before, we had so much convenience.
Right. And I do think it's a big distraction. I think because we're so busy moving on, what's the next Snapchat or what's the next Facebook or Messenger? And I think it takes away from the motor skills that we used to have.
Yes.
We actually remember phone numbers at one time.
Yes.
I mean, you know, people literally did know phone numbers.
We have got to go to our commercial right now.
Ahead.
I hate to interrupt you, but we will be right back. This is Medically Speaking, sponsored by your Marion County Health Department of AM 1310, The Light. Yes.
There we go.
Welcome back to Medically Speaking on AM 1310 The Light, sponsored by your Marion County Health Department. I am your hostess, Dr. Lauren Harden, chiropractor and owner of Body Mechanics Health and Wellness, and associate of Dr. Kenneth Ackles, chiropractic physician.
Awesome.
We are located at 3266 North Meridian, Suite 508. You can give us a call there at 317-926-4623. So before we go any further, we need to know how to get in contact with Mr. Mike Ford. And it's awesome because we are going to be doing a promo together, he and I, and offering you guys a chance to come and get a free assessment for your personal training needs, right?
Right. So the first people that come in, it's just your first time. Just mention the radio station. That's all you need to do. Just say, hey, I heard you on the radio, and I want to see what your training is about. I just don't know enough. I just need you to tell me more about it. And just come on in, and we'll do it from there. I want to do that. From me to you guys, because number one is the beginning of the year. Everybody do want to start off the year right, and they do want to be in shape. And that's my major mission. I think this year, this time, yeah, true enough, I know I done put people in competitions. I know I done did a lot. What I really want to do is just see people healthy this year.
Yes.
That's my main thing, because I know that a lot of people have relatives and family members that are sitting on the couch and haven't moved off that couch. So what I want to do is I really want to reach them, and I do want to reach the people who are scared. It's a lot of people that's afraid of going into the gym just because I don't want to not be able to move my arms tomorrow or my legs tomorrow.
Yes.
And it is a big fear. It is. So I really want you to understand that I'm going to take it slow with you. That's it. All we're going to do is go very, very slow, and we're going to allow that week to connect to the next week, and that's it. You'll look up and say, that's it? And I say, yeah, we're done. And it's just that simple. Because I need that week to come back to the next week.
Yes.
And now you're feeling a whole lot better. Because everybody's happy when they leave, because they know that it's a sense of achievement. But the hardest portion to do is to come in the door.
Yes.
So let's get that over with. Everybody
yes.
that's out there on the radio that's listening to me right now, who's either just tuned in or maybe somebody hasn't called you and told you that I'm on the radio now, just come on in. And the address is 2326 East 44th Street, right there on 44th and Keystone. On at the light. You see my face on top of the billboard, on top of the building. And it's a big white building. Actually, we just shoveled the snow off and in front of it today.
No obstacles.
I don't want y'all to be afraid, because
yes.
I know y'all poking through the streets right now because it just hit. The snow is new. So once it wears off, the newness wears off, then y'all be zipping through the streets like normal.
Yes.
But until then, we're going to be good. And I want this to be a good connection between me and her. And that way you got a free session with her on your first day. You got a free session with me on your first day. And that way it allows you to know what to go home and eat. Everybody who trains with me sends me pictures of their food. and it allows me to tell them to add or subtract. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, a lot of people think that I always say take away, but I'm always telling them to add more food and also more color. Them are my number two texts. Because if you don't have enough color in your food, then that means you're missing something.
You are missing a lot.
Both of them are all brown. I don't have a light green. I don't have an orange. I don't have a yellow, no squash, no something. You need more color in there, and that's what automatically tells you I'm in the right position. On my meal portion is what you mentioned earlier today.
Okay, so there you have it. Mr. Mike Ford, I'm going to post this information on the Medically Speaking page. We're going to take a picture. I'm going to repeat this information about the free assessment, his address, where you can find him. I do have an announcement. I know I told you guys about the community service therapy after hours that I will be doing. That is going to start next month, February 19th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at First Baptist Church North. Okay, so that's, again, that is going to be posted on my page with the flyer as well. And so that is a free event for the community to come out. You can meet me. You can get a free assessment. Payment is donation of food for the pantry, donation
that
of
is beautiful.
Clothes for a Dorcas room, or you can bring a monetary donation to donate to the community garden, because y'all know I talk about my garden. It's going right to the ground for you guys to benefit from the things that I grow. And so that will be next month. I know I mentioned this month, but it's going to be next month. And we are adding more and more providers to the list as the day goes. So it's a free event. So if you're a healthcare professional, feel free to call the radio station. They will give you my information if you want to join up and reach a lot of people. But I'm really excited about that. So
we'll have to go live with the Facebook and everything.
Yes.
And
it's gonna be a good time.
So where is this church located?
It is on the west side. It's actually not too far from here. It's on 880 West 28th Street.
Gotcha.
880 West 28th Street off of Martin Luther King. That's First Baptist Church North. And so, again, we will post that and try and get the information out to you as much as possible. And I hope to see you there. I want to thank you, and I want to thank our guest, Mr. Mike Ford, for coming and, you know, sharing with us. People love you. We are definitely going to have you back with more suggestions, and we'll see what new things we could come and give the people, because I'm all about education. And
yeah,
so
I'm excited. I'm glad that you brought me out. And
yes,
again, I would like to say,
yes,
my website is wetrainwithmikeford.com.
Yes.
And my phone number is 317-997-4008 for the guy that was having so much trouble,
yes,
trying to write it down.
We're going to post it all again. So get tech savvy, everybody out there. Please join me on Facebook. This has been Medically Speaking on AM 1310 The Light. I will see you guys next month, February. Have a good day, guys.
The preceding was a paid program.
WTOC AM Indianapolis.
W244 DI Indianapolis. Indy.